25th year.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up as
combination.
No matter what,
be sorry.
I'll try this again, 7 past the hour. All right. So how about we get started? Yeah, I know. Jennifer's back. Not that she's ready to go 100 miles an hour in 6 seconds, but she's here.
I'm working on it.
So you're a Catholic.
I am a Catholic.
What do you make of all of the scandal? Because there is a problem here and a problem there. The Vatican is in uproar. The church is disheveled. People don't know what to believe. I know what I believe, but I'm not a Catholic, so I can sit here and say all of the things I want, and it's really immaterial. I'm not going to be as crude as the Onion was when it comes to that young actress, but I will tell you, I think that the Catholic Church, as far as management is concerned, reminds me of our country. Mm-hmm. It's just another political party that's out of control, and who's doing what about it? What
are the people? It does feel political, and it does feel like it's just a hierarchy of power, pretty much. I think a lot of Catholics would agree that. I think the only thing that could make a cause a positive chain reaction is, and this is controversial, and I'll probably get booed and hissed, but if they allow priests to get married, I think that would be maybe a way for the church to say that they're open to a new way of thinking.
Who's against this other than the membership's not against it? So who's against it other than the guys wearing the
robes?
How old are they?
They're older. The members of the Catholic Church that are very traditional, there are holdouts against having priests be able to marry.
But what's
their
reason? And
I understand why.
Why?
Because you're supposed to marry God. You're supposed to take a vow to God. And I get that. But I think right now what we're seeing is people who maybe don't want to admit that they have issues go to the Catholic Church and try to redeem themselves in some way by becoming a priest. And it takes away from the really good priests that are out there. And I think that's the tragedy.
This certainly is not a healthy situation for any kind of institution. You look at the people who are talking about this. These various Catholic schools around our country go to the way the church has been managed, the resentment that people feel about having their church sold out from underneath them to pay the legal fees for these defrocked priests, some of whom have gone to jail because of what they did to young boys. And you look at this, what's this got to do with religion? Hasn't got anything. It just shows you how innately stupid the management is to continue to run things the way they're running it, and in whose interest. And why isn't the Catholic Church kind of like, this is the same sort of thing as we face here, Jennifer, in our country with regard to bad leadership. We all know the leadership in this country sucks, and yet we send the same people back again to continue to make the mistakes that they've been making.
When
same
it becomes less the about the Church. People and more about protecting the institution, whether it's government or religion or whatever it is, then you have a big problem.
So how do you fix it? 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com and Doug at DougStephan.com. And I appreciate you being here because I know you're not feeling as well as you would like
tell
to
I'm
feel.
Not at full strength.
No,
I'm doing my best. I really am. I'm trying to get my energy back.
Well, it's because you have been through the conventional medical system and people can't figure out what's wrong. And that's frustrating, as well as not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that's kind of part and parcel. But when you're not here, people miss you. Where's Jennifer?
And I miss not being here. I hate not being exactly right. You know, it's so frustrating. It's
lousy.
Not one of those people that are a good patient that can just...
I'm going to send you to someone who will fix you right up. The Catholic Church needs to get fixed up. How is it done? If you're a member of the Catholic Church, are we off base here? And if we are, how are we off base? 888-302. Doug, the marriage of the church. I remember... I thought it was when you wear the nuns, when they wear their ring, when they're officially proclaimed a real nun, I thought they were married to Jesus. I thought that was what it was, not to God.
Well, Am I right or wrong? Literally married to Jesus or literally married to God like a priest, but what it is, it's a symbol of a vow that you take to put God before anybody else, and I think it's hard when you're married
but
to actually make that a reality, even, you know, even if you have kids and there's family, and it's hard. You get distracted.
Well, We spent a lot of time talking about this, and it seems like a waste of time because nothing changes. Again, the same sort of thing in terms of our government. This sequestration conversation about 2% cuts and how planes are going to be falling from the sky. These people should be slapped in terms of the lying and misrepresentation. And you know, that's a word I don't use very often because I don't like that word. But under the circumstances, what else do you call it? 2%. When the government itself, the government accounting office, says that 24 cents of every dollar that is raised, that's taken, extracted from you, is wasted. Why wouldn't you be for cutting the budget by 2%? Why wouldn't you be for cutting the budget 20%? In order to get rid of this, get management. You see the governor's meeting this week. Oh, what are we going to do? The president says that, you know, and it's the same old political ruse, because I'm in charge and I don't like what's going on. I'm going to get you, and he's not up for re-election. So what difference will it make?
Right.
He can do what he wants to do. And you hear, thank heavens, there's somebody there to stop this craziness. But will they have the balsam to do that? And they say, well, we should manage the cuts. You should have been managing. That's what you're there for. Why aren't you managing, period? The whole thing is mismanaged.
I think it's great. I think we just need to do it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Greg's in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Oh.
Nice. You could wait, Greg. Thank you.
You sound familiar, Greg. I think I've heard you before.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, here's something else you've heard before in our discussions of what's going on in the world. You have in your life the ability to get your body checked out, and you ought to every year, so you know what's going on in your body. You hear me, I'm a really strong believer in you knowing what's going on inside of your body. That's your responsibility. When you get a health checkup, you get blood work done. And in the blood work, you see what's going on cholesterol-wise, triglyceride-wise. I have a friend who's 79 years old, had a stroke over the weekend. She's had good care over her life, but she hasn't done a good job managing her cholesterol. And that's why when you have high cholesterol and triglycerides that are out of control, that leads to stroke and other heart problems. Why would you let yourself get into that circumstance? First of all, you got to get a health checkup every year, know what your blood work is, and then when you see what the numbers are, manage your high cholesterol, manage your triglycerides with a product called Cardiol. Cardiol lowers your cholesterol. And it takes care of the triglycerides. It is a wonderful, really strong, it's a fish oil combination, in a sense. And I saw one of the ladies that has been satisfied with this, a woman from Salt Lake City who listens to us, Jennifer. Her name is Karen. She's 74. She took Cardiol for 30 days, starting in January. Her total cholesterol dropped from 283 to 205. The LDL cholesterol, which is the bad cholesterol, dropped from 194 to 119. And the HDL, which is the good cholesterol, went from 70 to 74. That's a typical result of what you can expect by getting onto Cardiol. So why not try it free for 30 days and see how it helps you? 888-809-6424. With results like that, you gotta love it. 888-809-6424. Call right now and get your free 30-day trial of Cardiol. You can call that number, 888-809-6424, or you can go online to cardiol.net/Doug and get the free 30-day trial. That's cardiol.net/Doug, free 30-day trial for Cardiol. Lower your cholesterol, 888-809-6424.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you'd treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com. When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
888-302-3684. The idea of sequestration. I leave the R out of it because it's easier. But then I criticize
you silent today.
For not doing February. So
that's right. Sequestration.
And also, what's going on in the Catholic Church? Izzy is in Missouri. Yes, ma'am. You're on the air. Hi. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
I've been a lifelong Catholic, and I was told many decades ago by a priest why priests are not allowed to get married. And he said the Vatican feels, because everything comes down from papal dispensation, that if priests are married, they do not have time for their flock. And having a wife and children takes away from their duties as a priest under the vows which they take, which are very strict vows.
Yeah, I mean, so what does that mean to, let's say you're a Protestant and you're married, so you can't take care of your church if you're married?
Is that See, there's the conflict.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I know some Protestant ministers that are extremely excellent with taking care of their congregations. And I also have had some priests that they take more vacations than the Obamas do.
Yeah, they get,
I mean, they're just gone. So, I mean, I think it, personally, I think it's ridiculous because you're not really in touch, and how do you identify with marital problems if you've never been married, but yet, you know, people go to their priest for counseling. And further, as I was explaining to your screener, I entered St. Mary's, or Sisters of Mercy's convent when I was 16 as a postulant. And after 1 year, I said, oh, no, even at that young age, that was not for me because the life is so cloistered. Even if you're in an open convent, you know, that's not semi-cloistered forever or cloistered. So, no, I don't agree with priests not being married.
What do you think will save the church then?
Well, I think they need to clean up the mess with the pervs, just to put it bluntly. Come on, we do have a problem in the Catholic. I mean, there's problems in other religions too, but priests have had a really bad time with being pedophiles. There's no other way to put it. And it's embarrassing. It's disgusting. And for them to get off via money through the Vatican, I find reprehensible. And Jennifer, I love you to death. You just always bring a smile to my face with your laughter.
Thank
but
you.
You're welcome. I have to tell you, at my age, and I'm so much older than you.
All right, Izzy, we're going to have to call it quits. We're out of time. Sorry about that. 21 after.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Today, big story, South Korea's first female president was sworn in. South Korea. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Meanwhile, North Korea said, we're just going to stick with men named Kim. That's the speed they like to travel at.
It's been working this far.
Yeah. What else is going on? Here Comes Honey Boo Boo is in the news.
Yeah.
Here Comes Honey Boo Boo will now air in 3 new continents. Yeah, which means the show will be translated into Spanish, Arabic, and maybe someday English. I can only hope.
I love this kind of story. Police in Everett, Washington, listen to this, say that after a 2 months intensive investigation, they arrested 3 female employees at the grab-and-go espresso stand for wearing bikinis and performing strip shows for the customers. Really? We need a 2-month intensive investigation for this? Really? Really, guys? Gentlemen, I want as much evidence against Licorice and Tiffany as we can find, so I want you men to watch them like a hawk to make sure that...
Hey, news coming out of Cuba. Your old buddy Raul Castro has announced that he'll be retiring in 2018. Talk about giving a 2-week notice. My God. 2018. He will need to work until 2018 because he's still making payments on his 1956 Chevy. And... yeah, he's going to step down in 2018 because he says he wants to spend more time being dead.
Everyone is still talking about the Oscars. That's all everyone can talk about. And get this, you guys. Last night's show lasted about 3 hours and 40 minutes. Yeah, even Jennifer Lawrence's dress is like, that's way too long. Do you see this? The entire cast of Les Miserables performed a song from the movie... The entire cast of Les Miserables, they performed a song from the movie featuring Russell Crowe. Or as the cast of Zero Dark Thirty put it, now this is torture.
All right, so that wasn't very funny. Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, and there was Jay Leno was always the best. Conan, as you know, I've changed my wrinkle on him, Jennifer.
He's settling in.
Yeah, kind of. All right, so at any rate, it's 26 past the hour. We always have a little bit of comedy here to lighten up some of the serious things that we are talking about, or at least an approach. And this is our view on the news. Now, Wendy Williams does the same thing during her daytime television talk program, and as we are focused here on some of the laughs, I'm not sure this is amusing, but it's compelling and interesting. Here she answers one of the members of her audience's question about how to have your talk. 13-year-old boy, no father. What's the advice, Wendy?
I'm a single mom of a 13-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. He's starting to be attracted to little girls. I see the little girls are attracted to him. They're on Facebook telling him he's cute and telling them him to inbox them. Uh-huh. He has no male figure in his life, and I haven't had the talk with him about sex. Uh-huh. So how do I sit down and have a conversation with him without making him uncomfortable?
It's just you and he?
Just he and I.
Okay, no siblings?
No.
All right, well, you realize that this talk is probably the start of it, like 4 years overdue.
I know.
It's okay. It's time to play catch up, like a mad dash, because the girl, like, he's watching and they're watching and yeah.
And they're aggressive.
There's no way to make him not feel embarrassed. I'll tell you what embarrasses the kids. If you laugh, or if you act like you're judging or staring too hard at them, you know, like act like you're doing the dishes and, you know, and just have the conversation. Don't let him see you laugh, and the dialogue will go from there. It's never too late to talk to your kids about sex. Whether you're a woman or a man, you shouldn't feel awkward about it. But it's time for you to have that conversation. And like now. Okay.
Maybe when we go home soon.
Yes. Good luck, Mom. And keep the conversation going. It's not a one-time thing.
Yeah, so that's pretty good advice, Jennifer, don't you think?
Yeah, she's always good.
Yeah. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, it's not always easy to stick to a routine when you're on the road, but for many travelers, finding a spiritual place is an important part of their daily life. Well, whether it's a prayer space or a meditation room, spiritual places are appearing all over the travel spectrum. Saudi Arabian Airlines actually has its own prayer room on the plane. And once you get there, the airport has an enormous mosque that fits up to 5,000 worshippers. At the airport in Hong Kong, there are 3 prayer rooms, including one in the non-restricted check-in area. The airport in Munich opened its Muslim prayer room just a couple of years ago because it's a gateway for airlines such as Emirates, Etihad, and Oman. Here in the U.S., most airports have chapels that welcome everyone. Sometimes you just need a place to decompress. At San Francisco International, they opened its own yoga room, as did airports in Dallas, even in Burlington, Vermont. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good day, celebrating our 25th year.
Diamonds turn into dust.
I like that. That's glitter.
Cars eventually rust. Good day, times 33 after the hour. You're listening to the hour in the program when we really take apart things in the news and try to give you our spin on it. And yours is certainly welcome and encouraged as well. 888-302-3684. Thus was the conversation about the current alignment or malignment or misalignment in the Catholic Church. Certainly the political process here is the same. And so I think there's enough focus on that. Let's move on to some other things. People in the news in a moment. However, Jennifer wants to update us on what's going on in the social media department at DougStefan.com because she hasn't been around for a couple of days. So what do we have in terms of response to a lot of things? We had a lot of action last week, so I thought maybe you'd like to bring us up to date, Jen.
Sure, Dougie, as I cough a little, and I didn't want to do that in your ear. There are some new pictures. I didn't want to ruin those pretty big ears of yours, but there are new pictures of Charlotte and Doug. There's a nice little photo album that you can check out. Loretta says, nice picture. She looks like a love. How old? Says senior for sure.
In July.
She is a senior, 13 years old, Loretta. Janine says, aw, I can feel the love. She loves looking at the pictures of you and Charlotte. So check that out, facebook.com/Good Day Show. We are also asking you what you think about the TSA. Are they a needed government agency? And this is in response to that story last week about a girl, a little 3-year-old girl who was in a wheelchair. She was checked and patted down and just really kind of put through the ringer by TSA. And so we're asking if you think they're in there to protect you or they gotten a little out of control. Jean said, no, there are not many government agencies that are needed. Blair said, no. Gary said, let the airline screen people and hold the airline responsible. It's an interesting idea. Janet said, probably not, but pity the poor airliner party in control who let it go if something happens. I do not mind it, but I would like to see more training on their part. I think that's a good point. Paul said, well, I would say that their procedures are intrusive and irritating. Nobody thought we needed them before 9/11, and look what happened. Let us not forget that dreadful day. It has not happened since. I would rather be inconvenienced than ever lose that many American lives in a flash ever again. Joel said, with the nickname of thousands standing around, I think this question pretty much answers itself. Isn't that great? TSA, thousands standing around. Get it? Get it, Doug?
Well, the idea of the sequester budget cuts and letting go 6,000 TSA agents, people are going to cheer at that news. I think that there isn't any need. What they do is perform an unnecessary service and create a situation where someone, if they wanted to raise hell, can do it on the other side of the TSA
line. Right, where everybody's pooling.
Right, yeah. I mean, again, no common sense whatsoever. None. So the elimination of the TSA would be something that most people would cheer. So, and it's because of stories like this, the incompetence, the attitude they have. Oy, man, what an entitlement circus they are. All right, so what else you got, Jen?
All right, so continuing on, Mickey said, imagine a world where we had to act responsibly. Uh-oh. Then remember, we live in America, land of the cops. Now we don't have to exercise any good judgment or responsibility because there are millions of taxpayers there to cover all the financial mistakes of the many. Woo-hoo. Walter says, crooks and pedophiles with badges? That's a little intense. Loretta said, no, they do not act responsibly and they treat people horribly. Justin said, no, not at all. As business, airports can hire their own security and develop policies for their customers. Safety. As customers, we would definitely choose the airline or airport with the best safety record. You can continue to give us your feedback at facebook.com/Good Day Show. We'll also be posting a question or two today. Anything that hitting you, Dougie, that you want us to
At the risk of not being fun, I suppose the circumstance of the Catholic Church, but it's so pat, and you're going to hear things. Maybe one of the things that I find pretty annoying, actually, and I've always dislike the Onion because I think that they're just too antagonistic. They're too cute. They're too smug. There are some things once in a while that come out of the Onion that are funny. However, this I thought there was way too much made of this young lady who was in the movie, and I don't even remember
so
the name.
So cute.
Of it. What is the name of the
Beast of the Southern Wild?
Yeah, kids are cute.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Kids. Well, but in general, kids are cute. So how is she any different? She happened to be in a movie.
Well, I think she played a pretty good role in a movie that was critically acclaimed.
Okay, that's fine.
Not all kids do that.
But I don't know. That's true. But not all kids have the opportunity to do that.
That's
maybe
true.
There are others who could have done it. That's not my beef. My beef is with the Onion. Somebody there so back to responsibility. Who in the world would allow someone in your organization to say what these? I'm not even going to get close.
Oh no,
to what
you
they said about
call. I mean, a word that you call a woman. So the probably the worst word that you can call a woman.
Just disgusting.
I know. And they came out and apologized. But is that okay?
So
is it
what?
All right to apologize.
The damage was done. Outrageous comments on Twitter about this young girl, and I mean, she again. I thought she was a little over the top, but so that's my own feeling about where she is in the overall the hierarchy, if you will. But as you said, she did a nice job. She did a nice job in the movie. But these people and the offensiveness. Some people enjoy it. Some people think it's funny. There's nothing about what they said in that word that was used for this young lady that has any place in not even polite society, civil society. So the Onion gets the zero award, even though they apologized. There was nothing in it for, I see no good coming of most of what they, there's nothing constructive about this. And I think even though it's easy to criticize, we all do it. What comes after you criticize? Do you come up with something that solves a problem? All they do is make fun. And oftentimes they take advantage of people who are down on their luck or just in general disadvantaged. And I just don't like that.
Yeah, and there's one thing about making fun and making light of things. There's another thing about doing it in a mean-spirited way. And
right.
I think a lot of the stuff that you see on The Onion always has that line of being mean-spirited.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So that's the question.
That's the problem.
Is The Onion mean-spirited? Do you read it? Do you like it or you don't like it? Somehow, something like that, I think, Jen, okay. Jen would be appropriate. Because I think people ought to be able to express their outrage. And I don't know, how do they make their money? They sell advertising, right? Same
yeah,
as other.
I'd imagine that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So The Onion gets our 0-0-0 award today, and that's what we'll post for you at facebook.com/good day. You can tweet on it as well. You can call us at 888-302-3684. Janet Jackson got married.
Oh, excuse me.
What do you mean
big
now?
Big pay for her.
Really? Okay.
I would imagine.
So, yeah. She married a billionaire from Qatar.
That's very hard to pull off, by the way. If you're Janet Jackson and a billionaire, that's
yeah.
hard to pull off a secret wedding.
Yeah, they got
give
married
them
in
props.
December.
And they got married in right? December, exactly. Hmm.
All right.
I think that's pretty good.
Okay.
The fact that they can hold off for that long without the paparazzi hearing, it's just proof that you can live a quiet life if you're a celebrity. Because a lot of people said they can't because they're plagued by the paparazzi. Well, obviously you can. No one's
yeah.
more plagued than Janet Jackson.
Right. And the Jackson, anybody with a name Jackson, Tito has changed his name. Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah. Why, so what is that? Is there any significance to that or just so much silliness?
So much silliness. Just to keep your name in the paper one more day, I think.
Is that it?
I think so.
And it worked.
And it worked. We talked about it.
Yeah, exactly. And so did a lot of other people. Okay, so Scarlett Johansson says that she's not engaged. Did you hear she sang in something?
She did. She had a song up for an Academy Award.
Now, who knew that she was a singer?
I had heard that she could sing, and she was pretty good, too. It sounded nice, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jessica Simpson has a while to go in her pregnancy. She and her fiancé have picked out a name for this new... Is it? I guess a boy, right?
I hope it's a boy. She hasn't announced it officially, but she said she wants the name to be Ace.
Ace.
And I don't know many girl Aces, so,
no.
You know.
How about they name a hardware store after her?
They could. Ace Hardware. I like it. Or a card, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Both of those are very corny. And we apologize.
So hitting on the bottom line, but
yeah,
give
right,
us a break.
Exactly. Yeah, right. 888-302-3684. Miley Cyrus wants her fans to know she's not on Instagram. Somebody posted a picture of an unidentified person smoking a blunt. What's a blunt?
That would be marijuana, sir.
Oh, okay. How old is she?
She's 20.
Mm-hmm. And she said she didn't do it.
Well, she didn't post the picture. She never said she wasn't smoking. And I'm just saying, it's just a rumor, but there has been pictures of her smoking various things in the past.
What is salvia? What is that?
It's the salvia. It's salvia. What she got caught smoking. It's like it's an herbal thing that people, I guess it's not illegal, but... It's not good. I don't know. You know me. When it comes to smoking anything, I'm so out of the loop.
Yeah, me too.
My doctor did tell me, though, one of the ones that I've been to this week, he said, it'll be shown that cigarette smoking is going to be the death of this country. He was sick of seeing it. I guess because he probably sees it all the time.
Well, I mean, you look at all the money it costs. You talk about the budget cut. And this is the thing. Nobody talks about these things, the practical side of all of this. The 2% budget cuts that are going into effect on Friday. If people would stop smoking, that would eliminate the need in Medicare to take care of people who have abused themselves through tobacco. That's all. And then some. There'd be some left over. So those of you who smoke, you realize how selfish you are? And what all of this is not just costing you, it's costing everybody because of the increased costs of medicine that you bring about because of your selection, your choice to abuse yourself. So it's a practical, common sense way of looking at it, seems to me. 888-302-3684. Men, everywhere you look, there's a new product to boost your testosterone. There must be a dozen of these products on the market right now, and none of them are known to do what T-Gen with NitroBoost does. And by the way, they are not natural, and they have not been tested. They may say that they are natural, they have natural ingredients. They can say that if there's something about them that's natural, but they can't say they've been tested. T-Gen with Nitro Boost has been tested, and they can say it. The secret here is combining free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time. Nitric oxide is something that increases your blood flow, gets blood into the areas of your body that you need it, your brain, your musculature. It's really good all the way around. That's why this stuff is a great combination. T-Gen, you got low testosterone, and then this boosts it. It gives you the ability to do a lot of things physically, and that's really what you want. As you get older, you need something to boost what is going on in your body. Push it up. Make it work right and continue to work right. And that's what T-Gen with Nitro Boost is all about. Call 800-631-6443. That's the proper number to call. Call directly to the manufacturer. 800-631-6443. This is not available in stores. You get it now by dialing that number. 800-631-6443. Half price. If you mention Doug Steffen, get a 90-day money-back guarantee. Try 3 months worth of T-Gen with Nitro Boost. And if it doesn't improve your libido, your performance, and doesn't make you feel more, I guess just stronger than you felt for a long time, get your money back. What a great offer, and it's yours now. Call 800-631-6443.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the tool mega sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done either. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the tool mega sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusive supply, see store for details.
Yeah. Okay. Doug Steffen. Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I going back. Actually, let's go back a couple of days. You were not here yesterday, so we didn't get your take on the Oscars, Jennifer Lawrence falling down, and the foolish press attention.
My heart broke for her a little.
Why? She just fell and slipped.
She handled it beautifully, though.
Yeah.
And you know who scored hot points in my book was Hugh Jackman for rushing to help her.
Yeah.
That was very nice. That was
gentlemanly. Why are people so I don't know. It's just.
It's something I think is very real. I can see myself tripping going up.
But look at all the time and attention that's been given to it, instead of and the fact that she's a kid and she didn't have anything to say. She's a kid, so she doesn't have anything to say.
I liked her, and I actually liked the whole Oscars telecast. I know there's been mixed reviews, but I thought Seth MacFarlane did a great job. I thought that he didn't push it into, because he can have a really raw sense of humor. I thought he kept it classy. I thought that he was still funny, but he wasn't too offensive, and I thought that he was an excellent singer in the
dancer,
too.
A little offensive.
A little, but not to the point where it's, you know, too much.
Apparently, he's made a lot of money with his various endeavors. He's quite an entrepreneur, and not a lot of people knew who he was prior to this. And so he did himself, but whether he gets invited back again, maybe that's, they wanted to sort of bring the Oscars around, so they said.
A younger crowd.
Right, but then they spent all that time on musicals, and the younger crowd has that.
And why? Three, four hours later, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so that's it. Thank you, Jennifer, for that overview. 51 after on Good Day.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tech Talk time. And here to bring us up today, Shelley Palmer talking about just how big YouTube has become in the overall pop culture world. And I don't know that that's any news, but it'll be interesting to hear the stats. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you needed proof that YouTube has become a major part of pop culture, here it is. Billboard Magazine's charts, which are, of course, the gold standards for the top songs in every category, just added YouTube streaming data to its metrics. YouTube views join song sales and radio airtime to help determine what songs top the charts. If you've ever browsed YouTube, and I'm sure you have, you'll know that there can be thousands of versions of any given song. To keep things simple, Billboard is only tracking official videos and videos with authorized audio. Wonder if this new metric is going to make a difference? YouTube's latest craze, the Harlem Shake, debuted at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, with dozens of Harlem Shake videos getting millions of views. That shouldn't surprise anybody familiar with internet culture. With the speed of change online, we'll have to see if Billboard can keep up with YouTube. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that two out of three of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Don't wait for your tax refund. Get your rack pre-fund at Rent-A-Center. Right now, you're pre-approved to buy any name brand flat screen TV, computer, appliance, or furniture set up to $2,500. Take it home today and pay it off in 90 days, same as cash, when your tax refund arrives. Everyone's pre-approved for the rack pre-fund. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details. Pre-approved means no credit check or credit required. Final amount of pre-fund eligibility based on available income. 90 days, same as cash, not valid in Vermont.
All right, we have a story today at DougStefan.com about these 200 strangers who attended the funeral of a former Marine after a post was placed on Facebook. The minister at the church was concerned that no one would show up for this person's funeral. So after the post, 200 strangers, 200 people didn't know this person showed up. He didn't have any close family at all. The Reverend Bob Mason posted a message on Facebook, contacted the Marines and hundreds of people. This is a horrible weather day, apparently, in this area. Showed up, standard bearers, followed by flag-bearing motorcycles. All these people volunteered after the post on Facebook, which shows you the power of this new media. And so our poll today, do you accept friend requests from people you don't know on Facebook? You can check that out. There are interesting options there at DougStefan.com.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome. A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.